begin the current daf and second the zara daf ches. Begin the base. Get this mazda. Begin the zigmacha. Mechirami sari basinti. So the holiday already starts when they start putting the barley into asinti. So Pirush Rashi Lashon Rishon. The first interpretation says lahatol shecher. They put it into this container to make beer out of the barley. So it says Rakash is difficult because the Bechol Tamid and all of the Gemara limitzina shoy oisin shecher misa'arim. They didn't make their beer from barley. Elam b'tamarim and mekushus either from hops or from dates. Rather seems more correct the second interpretation Rashi brings, which is regarding that they would sprout and they would bring the sprouts to show that they should be fruitful and multiply. And these two interpretations, Pirush Rashi after Ksubis Perakam, Rashi explains also in Ksubis Daf Chasam Anav. It says Master begins Gemara Kratosim. One of the holidays of the idol worshippers is Kratosim. So Amir Harabad Shmaya, because Baloshin Yavan Hu Tafus. It means to, which the Gemara explains, that was the holiday when they grabbed the world power from the Greeks, which tfisa shtayim, it means grabbing twice, because keret loshen tfisa, v'sim loshen shtayim. So keret sim is grabbing twice. Opirish, the Ritzayin Lema, tfisa shnia, the second grabbing, because they grabbed it two times. The nicha had the kamin, like, come on, now it makes sense what the Gemara says later on, that kratasim v'yem shetav surdem imalches v'chepruche. Kratasim is tefisa shni is the second time. That's keretzim, grabbing the second time. V'yem shetav imalches b'shein, and the time that they grabbed it first by Cleopatra. Halachas in this the girsa nishtakchu legirsinu. That the Gemara is asking that the Gemara is saying that without Rabbi Yehuda and Bava, they would have forgotten the Gemara is saying nishtakchu, they would have forgotten legirsinu. What do you mean? Let them learn it. And the Gers is not let them write it down. Because they weren't able to write Teresh Shabbat Pat at those times. Meaning, from the halacha of the Gemara. But the question was, let them learn it. It just means that they didn't judge capital punishment. Only if they were in their original place. So Tzayis Mimtem can say, wait, if I'm in Pelgil, now I'm going to say, Laman Abel Abel Shachor, Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Av Beis HaBotel Dal Mises, although the court stopped judging the four capital punishments, didn't Dal Mises learn the spot, but the actual execution of the judgment didn't stop. Mishnah Chayav Skila B'chulu, if someone's liable for Skila, so he would fall off a building, etc. Now, but mine, not Kamish Chav Beis Hamikdash. Why is the Gemara they pick when Beis Hamikdash was destroyed? Ba'afal Mem Shon Bafnei Abayis Leidon Din Pashas. Already 40 years before, as our Gemara says, they already stopped judging capital punishment. Yeshem Tesid said, no, the Mekamokim still because Ayroyin Tzarich Shah. When they saw a time that was necessary, they would go back to the chamber, but Don Sham, and then they would judge the person up until the Chorban Beis Hamikdash for being executed. He told us b'shem Rabbi Yohanan that Meshachar Beis Hamikdash, this that we said, oh, from when this Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, this is what the Gemara is going on. Din Dal Misa Lebatlu. That's regarding the judgment of the Damis didn't stop. In other words, this is what the Gemara is saying. Abish about Arba Misa Lagamri. Although they stopped executing with four types of capital punishment, Lebatlu Dina, but their judgment didn't stop. And the Rakolshkan by Isam Mem Shana Kodem Churban. So it's not going on that what the Bezin stopped earlier. It's going on, but that the din started, that the Hashem started doing it. And for sure, in those 40 years before the Churban Shenogu din Dal Misa, for sure the din of Dal Misa, not the Bezin, but the actual Hashem from Shemayim causing that for sure was in those 40 years also. And it says, Mata begins the Gemara, Malamed comes to teach Shamakum Goyim. That's the place that the Lishka Sagaza that causes. From time to time, wait, Var Yishalayim Namikir Makim. Shalem is called the place. Like Abichil is Kodshim, we're eating Kodshim, I Sashani, B'Ksibin, the Sidba Mokam HaShiv HaShem, the place that Hashem chooses. So as long as they're in Yerushalayim somewhere, why couldn't they judge capital punishment? V'Hashem, it says, we're going to capital punishment, like Yerushalayim Mokam, that is not called the place, Elishka Sagaz, it's only the chamber yun stone, because Shalem is a Chetzib HaKetzib 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 is half in the actual sanctified area and half in the mundane area. And that's the reason Mishum to be in Sanhedrin, Samach Lishchina, because the high court has to be near the divine presence in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what we say later on. The Beis Hamikdash called Maimed Dayin Shein Hagen. Whoever appoints an inappropriate judge, Kilo Nata Asher, it's like he planted an Avodah Zarah tree near the altar. The Chassid says, "Pasuk Shayif the Meshaytrim, which are the judges." And Samach Lishchina says, "Near that Lisita Lucha Ashera, it's Mizbech Hashem. Don't plant an Avodah Zarah tree near Mizbech Hashem, because yes, the Sanhedrin have to be near the Mizbech Hashem." Therefore, they exiled themselves and went to this area Chanos. Even though that itself was actually on the Temple Mount itself, it wasn't close to the divine presence the way the Lishkas HaKaz is, and it's only over there. So it says, "For Timmy, you say, Menon Kepeda, B'Makim, Shar Chavimises." How do we know that this particularly to be in the place by other Chavimises? Shleb Zaka Mamri. That's not by the rebellious elder who rebels against their ruling. The Kralik said, "B'Zaka Mamri." This whole pasuk of the place is only said by Zaka Mamri. Hashem says, "You say the Deshina." We expound because Manchas Hanetchi Gedel B'Mkoima. As long as the high court is in its place, Kedin Itzel Mizbech, as it is near the Mizbech. That's when you make judges to go in all your towns to judge capital punishment. Stalku heim, but once they remove themselves, then all the capital punishment ceases to be. So we learn that from the pasuk. As long as you have the shape and shape where they're supposed to be, then you could have b'chol shirecha to judge the punishment. But if not, then you can't do it anymore. Look also Teis Shabbat Tezvam and Av the Maschel Ella and Teis Sanhedrin David Alman Beis the Maschel Malamed.